A fantastic performance in the first leg of the semi-final, 30 points to 17 win away at Yorkshire Carnegie. And I guess the spirit in the squad must be high after that result.
Yeah, definitely. It was, you know, it was a long week with the extra day. The lads were keen to get out there on Sunday, and obviously it's a great feeling to have come away with the victory. But obviously, you know, it's key we don't let ourselves get away with it, because we've got, you know, such an important second leg this Sunday at home.
I was going to say, when you look at that victory, obviously the mindset now is, I've heard a couple of the Donny players say that really they're going to treat this next game as if it was a one-off. You're not going to be looking at the fact you've got an advantage.
Well, I think that's the best way for us to look at it. You know, two-leg rugby is an odd one for anybody. Not many teams get to play it at any level. And we, all season, we've taken every game as it comes. And I think that's the only way to look at this Sunday. In our eyes, it'll be 0-0, and you know, we'll go out to win the game, and if we win, then you know, we know that that's us through, and any of the other stuff, that's what, you know, that's for Yorkshire to worry about rather than ourselves.
Is there any kind of both Yorkshire clubs, any kind of rivalry, especially over their name? It's for a club that's also within the county to have the Carnegie side with Yorkshire at the front of their name, does that give any needle to the players? Is that something more the supporters are more concerned about?
I think, firstly, you know, Yorkshire, Doncaster, Leeds, you know, whatever they've previously been called, there's always been a great rivalry between us. You know, we're not far down the road, you know, we players in Yorkshire know each other quite well, so there's a healthy rivalry there anyway. I don't think the players get too hung up on what teams call themselves, but Yorkshire Derby is always full of a lot of spice, you know, and it's always a high-energy game, whether you're playing Yorkshire, Rotherham, or whoever in the Yorkshire Derby. So it's more of that rather than the name side of things.
And I suppose when you look at this upcoming game, I mean, it's going to be a great occasion, isn't it? There's going to be a lot of fans turn up, and it really is all on the line to get to that final.
It's going to be a fantastic day for the club. I mean, last year we were lucky to be involved in a British and Irish Cup final, the first for the club. And obviously a semi-final at home is another first for the club. And I mean, just wandering around the town and over the last few days, everybody's keen to tell all the players that, you know, they'll be down at the weekend to support. You know, people are saying it's going to be one of the largest crowds we've had in history at Doncaster, that they're hoping. And it's going to be a great occasion. And it's up to us to make sure it's an even better one and do the business on Sunday.
And when you look at the squad and the season that they've had so far, I mean, you look at the fact that four players were named in the Championship Team of the Year. I mean, it does just show you what depth is in that team, doesn't it?
I mean, the coaches have done a great job of over the last 3 years pulling this team together and making us a very tight unit. And the four boys that were selected for the Championship Team of the Year, you know, it was well deserved. They've all had storming years, you know, playing for us, and it's always nice to see that you've got some representation, and for us to have four is great. It gives a boost to those four players as well as the team, because, you know, as any player would say, you're only as good as the team around you. And those boys have shone in such a good team, so I'm pleased for them, and I'm pleased for the team themselves.
As someone from the town, what's the feeling like leading the side out week in, week out?
Oh, it's fantastic. I mean, it's an easy job when you've got such a great bunch of lads. You know, we've got plenty of senior players that, you know, that help out with the, you know, the leadership in the team, and we've got great enthusiasm throughout the whole squad. And you know, with such a, you know, committed coaching staff as well, it's an easy job, and it's a great honour for me being a local lad. You know, I started at the club at 6 years old, and now to be leading out the team is a great honour, and you know, I cherish every moment, because you know, rugby careers aren't that long, and I'm just loving every minute I get to do that.
And obviously, as you mentioned, the Doncaster club, you know, goes right from junior age through to the senior set. It must be a huge, achievement for Doncaster if, of course, you win this game and can get through in the playoff final. To imagine Doncaster in the Premiership, that must be an amazing achievement if that can come off.
Well, it will be an amazing achievement, you know, if it does come off. But for us as a team now, we've just got to focus on this Sunday. You know, we can't get, you know, too caught up on looking forward too far, because Yorkshire, you know, they're a quality team that, you know, they've consistently performed throughout the year. They haven't come third for no reason. You know, they'll be looking at the videotapes this week and they'll be working very hard, as we will be, you know, to work on things we didn't do quite well and opportunities we feel that we can exploit Yorkshire a bit more. So we know it's going to be, if not a tougher game this Sunday, and it's crucial that we just look ahead to that. And I don't mind the fans and supporters, they can dream. But right now for the players, you know, and the team at Doncaster, it's all focused on Sunday.
And I suppose when you look at this, I mean, do you feel that you might just have a little bit of a mental edge over Carnegie because you've gained the victory and also you've gained the win in the league as well?
It's a weird one, really, because we don't play this two-leg rugby very much. It's difficult to even comment on that. But I know as a squad, you know, we feel very positive and very confident with the way we played. You know, I suppose our job is to take that positivity and the confidence and the way we've been playing through to this Sunday. I'm not sure, you know, how Yorkshire will feel. As I said, this two-leg rugby is, you know, it's new to Doncaster as a team. I know Yorkshire have been there before a couple of times, so, you know, they've got a bit of experience, and I'm sure they'll be trying to use that this week, and all we can do is focus on what we're going to do.
And I guess with the game coming up this weekend, the football team not doing too well at the moment, not the best of times for Rovers, and the Doncaster Rugby League Club on the way up. Doncaster, of course, the Doncaster Bells got promoted last year. I guess, what is the message for the people of Doncaster? And perhaps they've never been to a rugby union game before, never visited Castle Park. What's the message for them this weekend?
Well, I think if anybody wants to come down, it's a great club. There's a great atmosphere. You know, all are welcome. You know, we play a very great brand of rugby, you know, the more support we can have, you know, we've got great fans as it is that travel everywhere, but the more people can come down and make that noise as loud as possible, you know, it could be that extra percent that the players need, just to get us over the line and through this semi, and then you know, onto the final then as well, if that's the case. But you know, I'm just looking forward to it, and hopefully as many people will come out on Sunday.
Excellent, Michael. Thank you very much for your time. Enjoy the rest of the week up to the game, and very best of luck for the match on Sunday.
Thank you very much.